This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for CIRC. Active ingredient, beta-histine dihydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using CIRC. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using CIRC. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using CIRC? CIRC contains the active ingredient beta-histine dihydrochloride. CIRC works by improving the blood flow of the inner ear and restoring it to normal. It also acts on the nerve endings in the inner ear to normalize the way in which the nerves respond to outside influences. CIRC is used to treat a disorder of your inner ear. This disorder may include one or more of the following symptoms in one or both ears: ringing in the ears, tinnitus, loss of clear hearing, problems with balance, vertigo. These symptoms may also be associated with nausea, vomiting, and headache. Often these symptoms together are referred to as Meniere's syndrome. What should I know before I use CIRC? Warnings. Do not use CIRC if you are allergic to beta-histine dihydrochloride or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some symptoms of an allergic reaction include skin rash, itching, shortness of breath or swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Do not give CIRC to a child under the age of 18 years. Do not take CIRC if you have a rare abnormality of the adrenal gland known as pheochromocytoma. Do not take CIRC if you have or have had a peptic ulcer. Do not take CIRC if the packaging is damaged or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: a peptic ulcer, asthma, a history of allergic skin conditions. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. The active ingredient in CIRC may pass into breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility your baby may be affected. This medicine is not addictive. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and CIRC may interfere with each other. These include any antihistamine medications, which are used to treat allergies and allergic reactions. These medicines may be affected by CIRC or may affect how well it works. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine or take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect CIRC. How do I use CIRC? How much to take? The usual adult starting dose is half to one tablet taken 3 times a day. However, your doctor may prescribe a different dose depending on the severity of your condition. Follow the instructions provided and continue taking CIRC as long as your doctor tells you. If you follow your doctor's instructions, CIRC should start working within a few days, although in some cases it may take a few weeks. The length of time that you should take CIRC tablets varies from patient to patient. Some patients respond rapidly to treatment and others may take some time. Please be patient with your treatment and take your tablets regularly. When to take CIRC? Take CIRC at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Take CIRC during or immediately after a meal. If you take CIRC on an empty stomach, it may cause stomach upsets. How to take CIRC? Swallow the tablet with a full glass of water. If you forget to take CIRC, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of getting an unwanted side effect. If you use too much CIRC, If you think that you have used too much silk, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include nausea. What should I know while using silk? Things you should do. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon that you are taking this medicine. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while you are taking this medicine. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using silk. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine suddenly or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Silk is indicated for Meniere's syndrome with symptoms of vertigo, hearing loss and tinnitus, which can negatively affect the ability to drive and use machines. Silk is shown to have no or negligible effects to affect the ability to drive. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the box or the blister pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place below 30 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking silk. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. More common side effects. More common side effects. Skin irritations. Stomach upsets can be overcome by taking silk during meals. Dizziness. Fast heartbeat. Headache. Difficulty sleeping. Insomnia. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of these side effects and they worry you. They are usually mild and short-lived. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Skin reactions. Difficulty breathing. What to do? Call your doctor as soon as possible if you notice these side effects. They may require medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What silk contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Betahistine dihydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Citric acid monohydrate. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Mannitol. Microcrystalline cellulose. Purified talc. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What silk looks like. Silk 16 mg tablets are uncoated, round, biconvex, scored, white to almost white with beveled edges, one side inscribed with 267 on either side of the score, Ostar 6-1-6-8-7. Who distributes silk? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2023. Soak is a Viatris company trademark. Soak_CMI/JUL23/00.